Chapter 13. Pinky Takes Action. Pinky snapped straight into action. It was all hooves on deck to rescue the party, and Pinky could not have been happier. She bounced around the room, speaking a million words a minute. Her family stood by, amazed. Their eyes followed Pinky as she darted back and forth, giving orders to every pony in the room. She was like a pinball in an arcade game.
Rainbow Dash, you're in charge of the invitations. I'll need hundreds of tiny bags of rock candy with equally tiny parachutes on them. You can talk to Mrs. Cake about the candy and to Davenport at Quills and Sophus for the parachutes. Did you know he also does custom printing? Little known secret for those in the know. You and the other Pegasi take them all over Equestria. Go!
Rainbow nodded and rushed out the door. Pinky's mane was getting fluffier with each second.
Fluttershy, you call your old pal Photo Finish and tell her to bring in some of her famous friends. Spread the word that we need the biggest and rockingest bands in all of Equestria to perform. I want every musician we know up on that stage. Octavia, Lyra Harkstrings, DJ Pond 3, Lyric Lilac, Nazie. Don't worry, though. I also have some secret connections if those ponies fall through.
Pinky winked at Twilight, who just looked baffled. No pony knew that Pinky had celebrity friends, but she was full of surprises.
Got it,
Fluttershy said softly and trotted out the door in a hurry.
Applejack, Mom, Pinky shouted. You're next.
Me? Said Cloudy Quartz, looking around as if there were some sort of mix-up.
Totally! Pinky laughed. You guys are in charge of treats! I want apples. I want rock cakes. I want apple rock cakes. Enough to feed all of Equestria! Go, go, go!
Applejack saluted Pinky and led a very confused Cloudy out of the cottage.
Come on, Mrs. Quartz. This is gonna be fun. We can go on a bacon spree at Sweet Apple Acres.
Rarity, Twilight, Marble Pie, Limestone Pie, Pinky called out.
The four ponies stepped forward, ready to receive their orders.
You ponies are in charge of decorations!
Marble and Limestone exchanged an excited smile, finally allowing themselves a little fun. Their sister's enthusiasm was catching on.
Oh, that's just the job I wanted, Rarity said, clapping her hooves together.
Okay, girls, I have so many ideas for the main stage curtains. I'm thinking velvet, maybe some gray satin, black shiny ropes, and some marble columns, going with sort of a rock stone chic look, you know.
That sounds amazing, Pinky squealed. The more rocks, the better!
Got it, Pinky, said Twilight, nodding. Whatever you want. There was only one pony left without an assignment. Igneous Rock shuffled his hooves in the corner.
What should I do, Pinkamina?
Dad! Pinky bounced over to him. You have the most important job of all.
I do, he said, looking at his jubilant daughter. What is it?
Pinky jumped into the air. Have fun, of course! She yelled before trotting out the door.
This totally rocks!